Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California, right now in Redding, California. Today is Wednesday, December 28th. This is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. And today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 52 in the chapter We Agnostics. The first paragraph, but in most fields, and it ends with, for something new, which does. Be studying that one paragraph only. And our readers today are Alex K., Davilyn E., Reggie O., Becca R., Sherry Z. Our newcomer greeter is Babylonia A., and announcements is Eileen M. The share ID for Tuesday, December 27th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 19,791. That's 19791. And for this morning's meeting, Wednesday, December 28th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 19793. That's 19,793. BOA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Add a vision for you, Big Book Study. Our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Alex K. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Alex.
Thank you, Mo. Alex K., recovering compulsive eater in California. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Grateful to do service.
Thank you, Alex K., and I will now ask Davilyn E. to read the 12 traditions of OA. Good morning, Davilyn.
Good morning, Mo, and everyone on the line. Excuse me. This is Davilyn E. I am a compulsive overeater living gratefully and joyfully in recovery in Manitoba, Canada. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, The only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to do service with you this month. Pass.
And thank you very much, Davila Nee, for your service. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. And once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass and then press star 1 to remute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 52, the first paragraph. It begins with, but in most fields, and it ends with, for something new, which does. And Reggie O is going to be our reader for today and comment on that.
Thank you, Mo, and thanks for your service this morning. Yes, good morning, and good morning, everybody. Glad to be here with all of you. And my name is Reggie O. I'm gratefully recovered and living in Texas today. But in most fields, our generation has witnessed complete liberation of our thinking. Show any longshoreman a Sunday supplement describing a proposal to explore the moon by means of a rocket, and he will say, I bet they do it, maybe not so long either. Is not our age characterized by the ease with which we discard old ideas for new, by the complete readiness with which we throw away the theory or gadget which does not work, or something new which does? Well, my goodness, well, it's been a couple or more generations since this paragraph was written, and so I think there's been probably a whole lot more liberation of the possibilities, and, you know, exploring the moon by means of a rocket was done quite a long time ago. Gadgets, oh my goodness, you know, and I thought of many things. I was called at the last minute to read this, so I didn't have time to prepare as I usually do, but, you know, trust God that will prepare me in the way that I need to be prepared. And I was just thinking this morning, the past couple of days I've been doing more cleaning in my house, and I've had these things that they seem to mean something. I bought them for a reason, but they just kind of got in the way, and I've been keeping them and dusting them off and putting them in corners. And this morning I had two bags of loose leaf tea that I had that I thought would be great, and I didn't like it. I keep trying it every few days. I still don't like it. So I've been throwing away a lot of things, you know, just in the personal realm recently. And what it does, I find, even cleaning my house like this, it opens up the space. It opens up the energy. There's just more a freshness and aliveness. I can feel it even as I walk through the rooms. And, you know, I've thrown away very many things since coming into this program. And every time I do a 10th step, which is, you know, anytime for those of you who are new, it's like after when I have a resentment, there's a practice that I can go through to take care of that resentment. And at the end of every one that I do, and I do them daily with a partner, at the end of every 10th step I do, I find that the problem has been my thinking. It has not necessarily been what occurred or didn't occur, but it's been my thinking about what occurred. And that was my problem in taking me so long to come around to finally giving myself fully over to this program was my thinking. Because I did see people who had just amazing, and, you know, that I saw lives changed. But I had to get through my own thinking about Reggie should be able to do this. I should be able to eat well and not eat what doesn't work for me, et cetera. But I never could, you know, and I had to get a new thinking about God, you know, this power greater than myself. I didn't want to have too much to do with the one I came in with. And now I have one that, oh, my goodness, is like beyond measure anything I ever thought of. And if I ever want to work through anything, I now have the steps to work through them, and I have this power that is far greater than me. I have a food plan that now works for me, not what I think should work, but a food plan that really works for me. And over time, you know, I tweak it. I learn something new. I just did this with a sponsee yesterday, a new sponsee who had to work through a tough place of seeing something, you know, that she had been eating that wasn't working for her. But it should, right? Right. It should work, but it didn't. So these steps are a way to work through all of this distorted thinking that keeps us from, you know, the sunlight of the spirit and that power that lies deep within us. And I'll pass with that.
Well, thank you very much, Reggio, for stepping up and sharing with us. I'll remind everybody that's getting on the line where we're at. We're on page 52, the first paragraph, but in most fields, and it ends with, for something new, which does. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you share it on Monday or Tuesday, please pass until tomorrow. And I will take the names of those who would like to share.
Kathy B. from Oklahoma.
Kathy B.
Tamara C.
Tamara C.
Chevy from New Jersey.
Chevy?
Chevy F, yes.
How do you spell that?
R. S-H-E-V-Y.
S-H-E-V-Y. What was your last initial?
F. F.
Okay. I heard
Thank
somebody
you.
Else.
Becca R.
Becca R.
Darian K.
Darian K. Anyone else? Good lineup. Okay, we'll go with those five. Kathy B., Tamara C. Who's that?
Dahlia F. Dahlia F.
Dahlia?
Yeah.
Dahlia?
Dahlia, T-H-A-L-I-A. Dahlia F.
O-T-H-A-L-L-A. Thank you very much. Okay, I got you down. Okay, Kathy B., Tamara C., Chevy S., Becca R., Darian K., and Thalia. I didn't get the last initial. I'll get it when you share. Okay, everyone else mute, and we'll start with Kathy B. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. My name is Kathy B. I'm from Oklahoma, and I'm a compulsive overeater. And I want to say thank you to everyone's service this morning. That was a great share, lead. And this is a great paragraph, and I really like the words in the paragraph, liberation of our thinking, and also in the last sentence, discard old ideas for new ideas. And this reminds me of the set-aside prayer. God set aside everything that I think I know, because it is my thinking that is flawed. For decades, I tried so many different diets, behaviors, trying to manage and control the eating so that I could lose the weight and be happy. But I was never able to do it until I came to this program and working the steps. And I have learned through this program that many things are paradoxical. They are not what they seem, such as it is through the surrendering and letting go that I receive freedom. And it is through the being of service and helping others that I receive many of the beautiful gifts of this program. And also it is through throwing away my reliance on material things, the things that I can see that are outside of myself, for instead a spiritual way of life, which is trusting and relying on a power greater than myself, who I call God, which I cannot see. And he does for me what I cannot do for myself. And I am so very grateful for this program. Today I am abstinent. I have neutrality around the food, and I have the tools, the fellowship, the program, the big book, and all of you and my life and my sponsor, and my life is becoming manageable. And thank you so much for allowing me to share. I pass.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Kathy B. from Oklahoma. Next up, we have Tamara C. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, Mo. Thanks for your service. Good morning, everyone. Tamara C. from Missouri, and very grateful to be a recovered compulsive overeater today. I want to comment on that part about throwing away the theory that doesn't work for something new, which does. It kind of brings to mind that psychic change that Dr. Silkworth talks about, and then when Dr. Jung was helping, it's on page 27 of There's a Solution. He said, exceptions occur once in a while when an alcoholic has a vital spiritual experience. They appear to be in the nature of huge emotional displacements and rearrangements. Ideas, emotions, and attitudes, which were once the guiding forces of the lives of these men, are suddenly cast to one side, and a completely new set of conceptions and motives begin to dominate them. And that has been my experience. And I remember when I first came to OA, I was really focused on the tools and abstinence. But really, for the long run, what saves me is this psychic change, this throwing away the theory that doesn't work for the new thinking that does. And for me, my new ideas that are working are, it's basically that I have a higher power. I no longer have to try to run the show. And when I notice I'm trying to run the show again, I can turn again to my higher power. It's greater than me. I'm not that power. So I have the freedom to be me, to find out who I am and what I like and what I feel and what I want. And I don't have to burn up so much energy trying to figure out everyone else and figure out life and control people and circumstances. I'm being led by a caring and wise power, so I'm free to live a life of real usefulness to others. And because I return to the God idea that works, I can practice wholehearted acceptance of people and the events of the day. This morning, a small thing was I was walking around in the dark and stepped in cat throw up, and I didn't like that. That's not, I don't have time to do that. I have these other things in my mind, this checklist of things to do. But I got to return to, I'm not running the show. I have a higher power. I did 10 steps, just clean it up and appreciate that I get to be of service and that God's plan is superior to my plan. And when I practice with these little things, it becomes more natural with bigger things, events that were not part of my script. And I get to just relax and return to that stream of God consciousness. Thanks, I pass.
Thank you, Tamara C. from Missouri. Next up is Chevy S., followed by Becca R. Good morning, Chevy.
Yeah, hi. Okay. First time sharing on this meeting. I'm pretty new to this program, even though I'm coming from a different food program. And this paragraph is just exactly what I'm wrestling with right now. When it comes to throwing away the old thinking and embracing something new, something that works, I'm all for that. So much growth in the last few years around just different, embracing different theories, different ways of living. But what's interesting is, this is referring to, obviously, program and a God consciousness, but what's interesting is that that has been wrestling with my new way of thinking in other areas. Like, I do a lot of holistic healing, and I used to measure program against that and say, hold on, but, like, there must be a more holistic way to this. But what's really interesting is that with this program, I'm learning that the difference between control and surrender, you know. When it comes to my food, the only way is surrender, is knowing that I don't have the solution on my own. I just don't. And that's as holistic as it can get. Really, you know, just letting go of all those tools that I maybe think that I can have to deal with the food. I'm not talking about program tools. I'm talking about, you know, some kind of life tools, and picking up program tools and saying, I can't do this on my own. You know, God, I'm letting you do this. And what's interesting is that I see how that resonates in every area of my life. Like, I need to do this with people. I need to do this with the way I relate to my family. Just yesterday, I was driving with my husband, and he was quite irritable. And I all the thoughts of program were running through my head of, like through my head of, like, you know, oh, can you just accept, you know, the traffic, the this, the that? And then I stopped and said, no, that's not what God wants. It's for him, I'm going to accept him right now. He can be irritable. That's okay. And just and then a moment later, he said to me, you know, I really just got to accept that it is what it is. And to me, that's the gift of program, of letting go. So, yes, there is, you know, it doesn't work against embracing a new way of thinking. It is a new way of thinking. It's just in this area of my life, I am totally powerless. And probably in every area, it's just that with this, I need a program. Yeah, so thanks for letting me share. I'll pass.
Well, thank you, Chevy S. from New Jersey, and welcome. Becca R., followed by Darian K. Good morning, Becca.
Hey, it's Becca R., recovered compulsive overeater, calling in from Kentucky. And this morning, what I was thinking of with the old ideas for new, and how the people must have been so astonished at the thought of lunar flight, or, you know, we've talked about the Wright brothers and getting a plane in the air. But I think of these big pieces of evidence that God's given me over my life that I can cling to. And I don't know what it is about my human brain, to the ability to forget how divine and miraculous the intervention in my life has been with my higher power. But I do find that the more I connect with my fellows, the more I connect with other people who are walking this path and seeking this relationship with a higher power, the more affirmation I get than when I'm trying to live and do life alone. So that's all I've got this morning. Great to be part of this path.
Thank you, Becca R. from Kentucky. Next up is Darian K., followed by Thalia. And after Thalia, I'll take a list of more names. Good morning, Darian.
Oh, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, great. This is Darian K. from the Berkshires in Massachusetts, recovered for today. And oh, so grateful to be on the line with you this morning. I highlighted some of the words in this paragraph. I love how we just take this such small little chunks just to be able to really focus, zero in on the words and the essence of the paragraph. And, you know, liberation, you know, I looked up, obviously, is freedom and from oppression. And, I never thought that when I was dieting that I, you know, that I had freedom. Like, it just never felt like freedom. The thinking and the physical doing of what we needed to do to stick to the diet was pure oppression and deprivation. And it just felt like, you know, I just couldn't wait for the day when I could break out, right, from the shackles of the diet and eat what I wanted to, or, you know, and, you know, get to the weight I wanted to so that I could eat the way that I wanted to and stop this crazy deprivation of, you know, of diet mentality. And, you know, that's obviously not what they had in mind when they created the diet. So obviously nothing ever worked for me. And the readiness to discard old ideas for new, you know, and again, trying to set aside what I thought I knew would work. And especially even today, you know, as a person that's come around for over 36 years, I have to do that today too. I have to discard old ideas for new. I have to open up my mind and be teachable to new ideas that can, you know, be better for me, that the old ones maybe don't work anymore, or, you know, or going back to things that did work, the basics of what I did in, you know, in the old days. So, you know, it's a learning process, really. But yeah, just so grateful that I have that, that willingness and that, that open-mindedness, I think, what it comes down to, you know, because you had to be open-minded to think that, you know, we could go to the moon or to achieve great things in this world. And, you know, I know that before program, I was very closed-minded, that there was very little that I really wanted to believe, and especially that a higher power could even begin to help me with my tiny little food addiction, you know, compared to the great things of the world that were happening. But, you know, I can look back. Hindsight is always 20/20, and I can look back and I can see all the things that God has carried me through without picking up the food. And just so grateful for that. I'm grateful for all of you, and I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Darian Kay. And before I take Thalia, let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 52, first paragraph, but in most fields. And it ends with "for something new," which does. And after Thalia, I will take more names. Good morning, Thalia. Give me your last initial and where you are from, please.
Hi, I'm just going to pass and listen today after all. Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much. So with that, I will take a list of more names of people who would like to share on this pair.
Jen Z from California.
Hold on just a second, Jen. Mo got kicked off accidentally. She'll be right back with us.
Okay. Thank you very much for letting me know, Elaine. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I got you, Jen Z. Who else?
Donna W.
Donna W.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Is that Jen Z, Donna W?
Alex K.
Alex K. Do we have time for one or two more? If not, I'll just go with those three. We have Jen Z, Donna W, and Alex K. Let's start with Jen Z. Good morning, Jen. Tell us where you're from.
Hi, good morning. I'm a compulsive overeater with a history of anorexia and bulimia from East Los Angeles, California. And this paragraph, you know, exchanging old ideas for new ideas that old ways don't work for new ideas. That's what I'm struggling with right now, you know? And it's just the insanity of the disease, because I know that my old ideas don't work because they got me, you know, to 325 pounds, you know, or they got me to 92 pounds, you know, my thinking, my behavior, everything was disordered. And, you know, and I realized this, but still, for some reason, I still hold on to the old ideas. I don't know what it is. Well, I know what it is. It's fear. I'm afraid. It comes down to trust, you know, not trusting my higher power. And I've been grappling with that for a little while now. And, you know, I'm trying to act as if I'm taking contrary action and, you know, do what I can, do the footwork that I can do right now. And, yeah, and, I mean, I know the new idea of the program works. I've seen it, you know, in this meeting and to my sponsor. And, you know, you think that I would just embrace it, you know, but for some reason I resist. And I guess that's the disease of compulsive eating. And, you know, anyway, with that, I just wanted to throw in my 2 cents. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen Z from California. Next up is Donna W, followed by Alex K. And after Alex, we have room for some more shares. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Mo. Happy holidays to everyone. Thanks for your service, Mo. This is Donna W. from Northern California, and I'm grateful for my abstinence and my recovery and my higher power today and to share on the line. And, for me, I have always believed in God, but the big new thinking daily is to rely on God. It's I was brought up to be a strong, independent woman, and so it's a reminder every day to let go and let God, and to remember that God's running the show, and I'm not running the show today, and that I get to relax and take it easy and not struggle. So saying this out loud is a good reminder for me today, and I really lean into God, because I kind of, you know, brace myself for the day. So just really lean into God. And I've been sick this last week, and I don't have much appetite. And, you know, I've lost a little weight, and, you know, it's miserable being sick, but I'm thrilled to lose a little weight and not have much appetite, I got to tell you. But then I start thinking, oh, well, maybe by this time I go there, I'll be that way. And then, you know, I was just thinking, okay, so what's going to happen? You're going to feel well. You're going to get your appetite back. You're going to think you can overeat because you lost some weight. You know, what always happens is I lose a little weight, then I get cocky, then I think I can run the show, and then I shut out my higher power. So it's like, just be here today, Donna. Just let God run today's show. Be here today. And, you know, oh, my God, when I say that, that's so simple. So for today, just want to let my higher power be in charge. And I'm really grateful for the reminder to do 10 steps. I'm going to make sure I do that today as well. Thank you, I pass.
Thank you, Donna W. Before I take Alex K., let everyone know where we're at. We're on page 52, first paragraph. But in most fields, and it ends with, for something new, which does. After Alex, I can take some more names. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Thank you, Mo. This is Alex K., recovering compulsive eater in California. I love that line, liberation of thinking, and then discard old ideas. I remember hearing early on kind of a joke that said, all I have to change is everything about how I think and what I do. My thinking is my problem, so that needs to change dramatically for me to recover. And it is changing a lot, but of course it doesn't happen all at once. It's been very gradual, and I can't make it happen. It's a result of the steps in my higher power. And a couple clear examples, evidence that I'm being transformed. One, I don't look at food as the solution anymore. It's fuel to nourish my body. And I eat about my emotions. I'm abstinent. And the food obsession and compulsion have been removed. That's a miracle. Another miracle is that I have a wonderful close connection with a loving higher power that I never could have imagined, didn't want, didn't think I needed, was very close-minded about even hearing about spirituality or religion, and yet now this relationship with my higher power is the most important relationship in my life. I never would have thought I would say that, and I'm really grateful. Thanks, everyone.
And thank you, Alex K. And so, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph? We can take about, I think, about four more names. Who would like to share?
Jenny P.
Jenny P. Now's your opportunity. Here's your time. Star one to unmute if you'd like to share.
Justine L. in Oregon.
Justine.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon L. B. New York.
Sharon B.
Karen K. from Iowa.
Okay, let's stop there. Karen K. All right, good group. So we have Jenny P., Justin L., Sharon B., and Karen K. See if I can get to all of you, but we'll try. All right. Jenny P., tell us where you're from.
Oh, hi. Good morning. This is Jenny P. I'm from California, and it's good to be on the line. I really love this paragraph, and the two things that stood out to me is that complete readiness phrase, and then also it's followed by what does not work for something new, which does. And I really think about that in two ways in my program. One, originally with the food, and I use this frame when I'm talking to people that I sponsor, looking at the food, what works versus what doesn't work, not like what's wrong versus what's right. It's just a better, more positive framework to look at things. And then myself in this last year, I found that my definition of my higher power was not working for me. So I spent some time meditating about that and thinking about that. And something evolved that I hadn't, you know, had contact with before. I've got this newer, more working connection. So again, what works, what doesn't work? It's a gentle framework, but it's a clear framework. I love it around food, and I love it around working the program. And I want to thank everybody. Envision in 2022, this meeting and these meetings have been phenomenal. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Jenny P. from California. No, yeah, California. Justin L., you're up next.
Hi, this is Justine L. from Oregon. Hi, thank you for this meeting, for my life today that I'm getting given back to me through this program. I am having this miraculous experience going through the steps with my sponsor and having that miracle of a higher power, experiencing my higher power. And it's like I've been trying, and anyway, it's hard to put it into words, but I think you know what I'm talking about. So, but it's pretty amazing. And I was fighting so much. I've been in, you know, I've had back and forth with God over the years, and close and far and angry and loving. I mean, you know, it's been a long-term relationship that I've been back and forth with. And this has been a very different experience. And I thank my sponsor and all of you, obviously, and this higher power for its patience with me and its steadfastness with me as I go through these things. And that I'm still alive to change, you know, that I'm still alive to go through this change. And have this new experience. So very fortunate. Thank you.
Justine, how do you spell your first name? Oops, we went. All right. Sharon B. followed by Karen K. Good morning, Sharon.
Hi, my name is Sharon B. and I'm from New York. And I want to thank this group. And when I think about discarding the old ideas for new, it's stepping up to the plate and admitting that I am powerless over food, and I am a compulsive overeater. And I thank God that I'm grateful that I've come long enough to discover that. Now, what do I do? I'm willing to step up and admit this in a meeting, and because I don't share, and I've been listening for quite some time. And I'm at this point where I just don't want to fight anymore. I just don't want to fight because that's what I feel like I'm doing in my thoughts. And so this is, I don't want to keep going on because I'm very emotional and I'm in the foods and I know there's freedom. So my name is Sharon B. and I'm from New York. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sharon B., and stay with us, okay? And next up, we have Karen K., and I think after Karen, we may have time for one or two more quick shares. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, good. I'm Karen K. from Iowa. And I just want to say thank you. I don't always get to come to the meeting live. I walk my dog, and so I listen to the recording. So this is the first time I've talked. I'm on my third day of abstinence, but I've had a lot of abstinence in my life, and then a lot of slips. So, but it's one day at a time. I'm working the steps right now, and one of the things I'm working on is the fourth step, which really brings me to this complete readiness for the new. So what I'm doing is not working, obviously, and self-reliance has been such a big part of my life. I was not surrounded by really nurturing people, not bad people, thank God, but they're just not naturally empathetic and nurturing. And I came also with some anxiety, but worry doesn't work. And my self-reliance was sort of a survival thing. And so one of the things, the God reliant, I love that saying, relax and take it easy, that's what this program is. And I know that's not what my head is doing. I'm not there. And I know it's because I have been successful at taking care of myself, which was a good thing. But at some point, you know, I think I got too much. It's all a matter of balance and recovery. And I just want to thank everybody this year for all your shares and your wisdom, and when I was failing so often. I really want to thank the people that also failed and just keep coming back. That is my saving grace, is persistence. So, and I'll keep doing it until I get it. And, you know, I can't wait for the time I get back to when I can say I've been abstinent for 3 years, stuff like that. But anyway, for the reality for today is I'm there today. It's one day at a time. Yesterday I was there, today I'm going to do the same thing, and I know eventually things will be lifted and it will be revealed and be easier, but I just got to keep doing the work and be open to that other idea that there's a power greater than myself that is there to help me, and I can relax. I don't feel like I can, but that's the lie that I tell myself, and then I think the food will medicate that, but that's the lie too. It doesn't do anything, so it makes another problem. Anyway, but I'm glad to be on the line and just thank you to everyone who shared this year. I've just really, it's helped me immensely, so thank you. That's all.
And thank you, Karen K. from Iowa. And we have time for one more share if somebody has a burning desire to take that spot. We're on page 52. first paragraph, but in most fields, and it ends with "or something new," which does. Who would like to take that spot?
Mary Ellen T.
Okay, Mary Ellen, you're Ellen. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for leading the meeting and for the service work. My name is Mary Ellen T, and I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm recovered, and I live in Oregon. And when I first looked at this paragraph, immediately it was kind of brought to mind about how I struggled with being willing to accept all that was recommended by different sponsors that I had over the past 4.5 years that I've been in OA. And, listening to people's shares in the meetings and, you know, my first year, hearing people talk about the willingness to go to any lengths and recognizing that, that my slowness at recognizing that I was falling short there. You know, I heard people talk about weighing and measuring their food, and I thought, oh, my gosh, that's for them. I don't have it nearly as bad. And, after tripping up after time after time again, that willingness because of the pain, becomes greater and greater for me. And that's such the irony of, willingness to grow is really kind of, for me, has been contingent upon the amount of pain that I've had to go through in life trying to learn from an experience. And, I have to repeat a lot of painful experiences, it seems, in order for me to have that willingness to change and do things differently, very obstinate. And, but what's beautiful, the second thing I started thinking about with this paragraph is, since being in OA for the past 4.5 years and listening to a Vision for You meetings is, yes, I have changed, and it has been a lot of painful tripping along the way, but I have a beautiful practice that has been really consistent over these years of, listening to a meeting every day, weighing and measuring my food, sharing my food with my sponsor, making outreach phone calls, praying and meditating, getting on my knees in the morning time and thanking my higher power, recognizing when I'm starting to need to add more to my spiritual practice, and reaching out. That's probably the hardest one for me, is reaching out and connecting with all of you guys. So, the discarding old ideas has been hard for me, but the life that I lead today is a really beautiful one. And that's all for me. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Mary Ellen T. from Oregon. I think we'll end our sharing there and leave time for newcomers, because we only have a minute left for that. So I would like to thank everybody that gave service this month, and especially that those that stepped up to give service today. We have Alex K., Davilyn E., Reggie O., Becca R., Sherry Z. Newcomer greeter will be Lois P., and announcements is Eileen M. So let's close with the reading from the Big Book. On page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. We'll now ask, who have we got doing this? I think
it's me, Becca R.
Oh, Becca R. Thank you.
It's okay.
Go ahead, Becca.
Becca R., recovered compulsive overeater, calling in from Kentucky. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road to happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.